Good morning, this is Dr. Hardin, and I'm here to bring you moments of inspiration. That's right, moments of inspiration. And I just want to thank God for you that's going to tune in today. I believe that we all going to get learn something from this message today. I believe we all going to get something out of this message today. Thank you, Brother Valen, Minister Valen, for watching. But what I want you to understand today is the day that God has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad to be a part of it. That's right, we're glad to be a part of it. Now, I'm going to open up in prayer. Thank you, Sister Patricia Chamber, for being with us this morning. Father, I thank you that you, God, are who you say you are. Thank you, God, that you know everything. Thank you, God, that you have all power. And thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. Thank you, God, for the one that's going to tune in and hear the broadcast today, and those that are going to hear it, God, after at a delayed time. But you are God, and you are our helper, you are our supporter, you are all in all. And we magnify and praise God for you, for the opportunity to share with so many people, God, the word that you put in my heart to share with them today. And I just want to say thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you're doing. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. God bless you this morning. Thank all of you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. Not moments of frustration, but moments of inspiration. That's what I'm here for. My whole thing is to provide moments of inspiration to you that will be listening and watching. We're still living in a critical time, even though they have developed several vaccines. And I'm not telling anybody not to take them. If you can get it, go ahead and get it. And thank you, Sister Annette, for being with us this morning. I'm not telling anybody that don't do it. If you have an opportunity, you're in the age bracket, or you have some disabilities, problem, get the vaccine. And don't be afraid to do it. And don't worry about what other folks say, you don't know about the scientific and all of that stuff. Just make sure that if you have the opportunity to get it, and what you do before you get the shot, just say, God, anything in here that will help me, let it help me. And anything that will hurt or have side effects, God, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. And do that, because we all had to be vaccinated before we went to school. And it's lasting even up until now. That was when I was coming up, there was the polio and all these other things, diseases that they was having. And they gave you vaccine for them, measles, chicken pops, mumps, and so forth. You don't even hear that anymore. Thank you, Sister Moore. You don't hear that anymore. So don't be afraid. They're not using one vaccine for one ethnicity group and another one for the other. They got several vaccines that's on the market that have been tested by the CDC. You're wearing the mask. I pray that you are. You're wearing the mask. I pray that you are distant as much as you possibly can. I pray that you're not gathering in large crowds with people that don't respect the CDC rules. I believe that you're sanitizing your hands, and that you, most places you go in, or many places you go in, they take your temperature before you go in. So follow all of those guidelines. Wash your hand. Be cautious who you're around, and respect that. And God will bless you. That's what the Bible said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God. And so don't allow the devil to have us in a confused situation. I want to thank God for you, and I'm going to get into the message now. We're going to be reading from the book of Exodus this morning. We're going to talk about what God said unto Moses in Exodus. And so what we got to look at, this is our base scripture, Exodus chapter 4 and verse 2 through, I'm going to read verse 2 through 4. And Exodus, what we got this morning, Exodus 4, 1 through 4, but I'm going to read verse 2 through verse 4. And note what it says here. It said, "And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand." Again, it became a rod in his hand. Now, I want to talk to you today about God have given us power to defeat our enemies. Come on, let's repeat that. Say, God have given us power, or have given me the power to defeat my enemies, to defeat my enemy. Now, enemy is anything that's against you. Anything that's against you, that's your enemy. So I don't care if it's a family member. I don't care if it's a church person. I don't care if it's your leader or whatever. If they're against you and you're doing what's right, that's your enemy. That's your enemy. Now, don't get your enemy mixed up with somebody that's correcting you and you've taken correction. Thank you, Sister Dale. Don't get that mixed up. What you want to know that there are correction that will help you. And then there's some correction that sometimes is not for you. And so you have to be able to have the Spirit of God to discern between between what's going on and what's not going on. And so in today's lesson, I'm going to use what God did for Israel. That's right, what God did for Israel as an example, how that he delivered them out of the hands of Pharaoh. As an example, for us to follow in our transition today. Now, we are going through a tremendous, what we never went through before, a tremendous exile, and this exile is in the power of this disease called Corona 19, COVID 19, and so we're in the midst of this. But I want you to understand, when God wants to use us in this, he want to use us in this transition to make preparation for what he want us to do in the future. This didn't just happen. This didn't just all of a sudden happen. God knew it was going to happen before it happened. God knew it was going to happen. And so what we're going to understand, God want to use this to bless us. Yes, 500,000 people in the United States have been succumbed to this. They lost their life. And our prayers are for the family, because when you say 500,000, that means that 5 or 6 million people are mourning for the loss of these people. That was their father, sons, mothers, daughter, relatives, friend. And so they have a great hurt. Now, in Exodus, we see God get Moses' attention. He said, "Moses, what do you have in your hand?" And he said, "I want you to, what do you have in your hand?" Now, the reason that God cannot bless us the way he want to bless us, he don't have our attention. He don't have our attention. Now, isn't it amazing that over 500,000 people have died in the United States, and more than 1 million or 3 or 4 million around the world, and yet there are people that don't believe that this virus is what they say it is. They see it, they hear about it, and sometimes they have to lose a relative or friend themselves before their eyes come open. They don't want to wear a mask. They don't want to be confined from distancing. They don't wash their hand. They still in the crowds. Now, that's the thing that you look at. They don't want to follow the rule. And so God has to get our attention. He had to get Moses' attention. How did he get Moses' attention? He said, "Moses, what do you have in your hand?" And he said, "A rod." And he said, "Well, throw it." They told him to throw it down. And Aaron threw the rod down. When Aaron, who was Aaron's rod, so he threw it down, and it became a serpent. When it became a serpent, Moses, like most people that got common sense, jumped back, ran from the serpent. And God said to him, "Now, take it by the tail. Don't Don't try to catch his head. Take it by the tail and lift it up. And he did, and became a rod again. So God needs to get our attention. And so we cannot make these excuses. And so what God is using this pandemic for, now I believe that he wants to get our attention. Not just one person's attention. He wants to get the whole world attention, because this is a worldwide thing. And so then after God got his attention, then Moses then, and 11 verse 11 and 13, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go up against Pharaoh, and that I shall bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? God told Moses when he got his attention, I want you to go down and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Let them go. Now, when Moses said, who am I? Well, you know, who do you think I am, God, that I can tell Pharaoh to let your people go? And God said to him, certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, and that I have sent thee. When thou have brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your father have sent me unto you, and that they, what should they say? What is his name? And what shall I say unto them? Now, I know to you it doesn't seem to make sense about what Moses said. Thank you, Sister McIntyre, for joining us. It doesn't make sense to say that. Why would I have to say they're going to ask me what God is there? Because there was many, many gods Egyptian had. They served the god of the moon, the sun, the stars, stones, and all of those other things. They served those gods. And so the children of Israel wanted to know, what God told you that? Now, watch what God said to him in verse 14. And verse 14, God said to Moses, I am that I am. I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel. He wasn't saying this to Pharaoh, but he was saying this to the children of Israel. I am that I am. Now watch this. In saying this, then they said, what does that mean, I am that I am? Well, watch this. In the book, in the New Testament, you hear Jesus say, I am. I am. I am the Son of God. I am the truth. I'm the light. I am this and that. So what do I am mean? Well, listen to me carefully, and you know what Moses was saying when God told, you know what God told Moses to say. Tell them, I am sent thee. Well, who is I am? I am the uncaused, reason that everything that exists, exists. Other words, I didn't have to give a reason for my creating the world, the men, the mountain, everybody that's here. I didn't have to give a reason for it. I am the uncaused that causes everything that exists to call to be in existence. Now, when he said that, that was telling the children of Israel, he was the God that made everything. He was the God that made everything, and he was the God that was the author and finisher of everything, and everything was made because he wanted it to be made, not because some man told him to make it. So I am the uncaused reason that causes everything to exist. Now, one of the reasons Moses asked them that, because the children of Israel would have been skeptical, and they would have been saying, you know, hey, wait a minute, you talking about this, you talking about what God? You talking about the God of the stone, the God of the moon, the God of the sun, etc.? No, God described himself as the eternal power, unchanging character. God never changed. Matter of fact, there's never been enough change in God to measure by anyone. He is immutable. He never changes. We change. 99% of us change. That's right, we change, even though you may not know you're changing until you look in the mirror. Every time you get 2 or 3 years older, something happens. You start, you know, once you get by 55 or 60 years old, normally you start looking much different than you don't look at 50 like you did at 20. No, you don't. And you don't have that energy at 20 that you had at 50, unless you were sick when you was 20. So you don't have it. So all of these things you look at, and we thank God for you understanding that. So what God said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever. I am that I am. I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Jacob. I am the God of God of action. I am the God of action. And so when we learn then that who God is, there are two kinds of people in our congregation. I learned that a long time ago. There's two kinds of people. I don't care if they're black, white, green, yellow. Those are not what I'm talking about. But there are two kinds of people in our congregation. Guess what they are? Believers and unbelievers. Believers and unbeliever. They fit in one of those categories. Everybody that's in your church is not believers. So don't get caught up in thinking that everybody in the church is believers. They are not. Some people don't believe. Some people believe something. They're selective in their belief. They believe some part of the Bible, some part they don't believe. But we have to live by every word of God. And that's why I'm telling you today that God have given us the power to defeat our enemy. And so just follow along with me, and you're going to see what God want us to do. The first thing we have to do is obey God. That's right. The first thing we have to do is obey him. If we don't obey him, then we're not going to get the power and not have the power to do what God told us to do. So the first thing we got to learn how to obey him. And if we obey God, then God will give us the strength to do the things that he wants us to do. And so now God gets Moses' attention. After he gets his attention, then the Lord in verse 12, chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month, and it shall be the first month of the year to you. Now, what was this first month? This would be the month that God would bring them out of Egypt. All the plagues, I don't have time to go through all the plagues that he did, which was 10, to show Pharaoh. And every time that one plague would come, God would harden his heart so that he would get an opportunity to show him the next plague. And so a lot of times what we got to look at, this is a good time, to share this, because this disease, think about just what happened a month or two ago. All right, by the time they thought that they had this one vaccine vaccinate the nation, and it would cause 95%, allegedly 95% of this virus would be defeated. But when they got that, they found out in Africa and other places, there was a new strand, stronger. So the devil gets stronger. So when we get stronger and when the devil changed his tactic, we got to change ours. We cannot use what we was using back in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 80s, the 90s. We can't use those same tactics. The devil is different now. Everything now is in a space age. It's automated. Automated. Everything. Your car is automated. You know, the old car, they had to take a handle, a bar, and go in the front and turn over the engine so it'll get a spark to start up. You don't need that now. You don't. They got a button you push it. You put your feet on the brakes. Normally, you would put your foot on the brake to stop the car. Now you put your foot on the brake to start it. Just pushing a button. And then the gears, it used to be you had to shift every gear and get it in there. You don't have to shift it now. It shifts itself. It shifts itself. And it can talk to you and give you all of these things. So you got to come into this distance now. You got to come into this automation. So there was approximately 2 million Jews or more that came out of Egypt. Now, God had prepared them. But here's the thing. They went in. This is why I'm telling you, God has given us the power to defeat our enemy. God gave them the power, gave them favor, as even as being slaves. He gave them favor with the Egyptian that they could borrow. He told them, said, borrow from them. Borrow the gold, the silver, and everything. And don't borrow a little. Don't borrow a little. Borrow as much as you can. Now, they're willing to give it to you because I've softened their heart. You and your foreparents have worked for them free for 430 years, and I'm going to repay you for what they did. I'm going to bring you out of Egypt rich. And I want you to understand that some of us have worked, and we did all of these things, and looked like we wasn't prospering, and looked like we was not going to make it, Aletha. It didn't look like we was going to make it, but God is going to bless now, because we're coming out of this pandemic, and we're coming out of this pandemic, and coming out of it, not just coming out with the problem and scars. Some coming out with scars, but God going to bless them. Some coming out without the scar, but they know that what they do, the setbacks that they had, but God is going to bless them. And so Egypt, they borrowed the money and gold and jewelry and everything. They gave them more than enough. That's right, more than enough. And when they gave them more than enough, guess what happened? That was used for to build the tabernacle. That was used for God's purpose. When God gives you more than enough, it's not just enough for you. It's the more than enough is for to build something, to help somebody else. He don't just give you something that you can live in your castle and live in your king, and it's you and your four and no more. No, he don't give you money and stuff for that. He give you something to help everybody else. So that was approximately 2 million Israelites that came out, adults without the children. They brought the silver, they brought out the gold, and they brought out the diamonds, all of the precious things that Egypt had gave them. And when Pharaoh found out that he had told Moses to let them go, then he had the Red Sea. The Red Sea was in front of them, and Pharaoh himself and his army chased after them because they said, we're going to get them. They got all our money, and they left last night. We going after them. But what they didn't know, Moses got at the river, and when he got there and seen the Red Sea, the children of Israel began to murmur, said, listen, you brought us out of Egypt, and now where are we going to go? We would have rather stayed in Egypt and died. Thank you, Kevin Whitting, and died in Egypt and not be struck down here because we got this boundary, the Red Sea. And Moses was crying to God again, and God had to remind him. That's what I'm going to tell you. God has given us the power to defeat our enemy. God said to him, said, listen, Moses, what have you forgotten about the rod in your hand? You still have that rod. I haven't taken that rod. That rod that turned into a serpent, that rod have power. Take that rod and tell the people to be quiet, be still, and see the salvation of God. Tell them to stop murmuring. Tell them to be quiet and watch what I do. You still have that rod in your hand. You still have that power. If you ever cast out a devil, you ever prayed for something and God gave it to you. You ever prayed for your children and God brought them out. You ever prayed for your husband, your wife, and God did it. You ever prayed, had a desperate need, and you prayed. Well, that same God is still here. He haven't died. He haven't went any place. He's not on vacation. He's still here. So Moses, what do you have in your hand? You still have that rod. Take that rod and smote the water. And when he smote it, then it stood up on both sides. And the water stood up and God sent a wind in and blowed the bottom of the sea dry, because the Bible said they walked through on dry land. That's right, dry land. And they told them to take the ark and go before them. And they went before them, and they went out in the middle of the ocean. Now the enemies came to the earth. Pharaoh was drawing nigh with his chariots and his horsemen and his spearmen and his killers and his soldiers. They came after him, the army. They came after him when they was in the midst of the sea. But God waited until they got in the middle of the ocean. And then he told Moses, when every one of the Israelites had got out of the sea, he told Moses, hit the rod, take your rod. That same rod, that same power is still there. He took the rod and smote the ground, and the ocean, the Red Sea closed up, and Pharaoh's army, his chariot, and everything he had got drowned in the sea. So I'm telling you that what God got for us now and what God want to do for us is more than you can ever imagine. That's right. It's more than you can imagine. It's more than I can imagine. We don't understand if we keep our focus on God. God's faithfulness. God is faithful in this. I want you to think about this. God is faithful. He's so faithful in this pandemic that he allows hundreds to work with other folks. He allowed the paramedics. He allowed the firemen. He allowed police officers. He allowed first responders to hang in there, nurses and so forth. And some of the nurses, and may God bless them, some of the nurses, some of the doctors, the reason why that they had to succumb to the disease, because they did not even take their rest. They sacrificed their life working 12, 14, 15 hours, sleeping at the hospital for other people trying to do something to help them, and they made the sacrifice. So when the enemy attacked them, their immune system didn't have enough power to break a loop, and they did that. There was a sacrifice, and that's what we call faithful witness. Faithful witness is a martyr. A martyr is a person that gives their life for Christ. These people gave their life for other people, and we ought to thank God for what God, the opportunity that God have given us, and that thing that God have done. He's given us the power to come out. He's given us the power to defeat our enemy. And don't you be afraid, and don't be afraid if 10,000 fall on one side and 1,000 at the other one. Don't worry about that. Just to thank God that I'm still standing, and I'm standing for whatever reason, God, you have me standing. That's the reason I am standing for. So by focusing on God's faithfulness in the past, we can face our future crisis with confidence rather than with fear and complaining. You know, we there's some things, yes, we're going to go through. Yes, there's some things that are going to happen. Don't think nothing is going to happen. There are some things that are going to happen. But we can face God for our future simply because he did things in our past. Now, God is not now giving Israel, teaching them a lesson. He's teaching them when he brought them through that he was able, that no weapon was formed against him. And not only that, God has spared us for a reason. Don't think that simply because God spared you from this disease and thus far spared you. It's a reason. God never does not. Everything God do is for purpose, with purpose, or on purpose, but he never does anything without purpose. And purpose is your original intent. It's the reason why you're standing. It's the reason why you're here. So God, you need to say this with me. God never does anything without purpose. Everything God do is for purpose, with purpose, and on purpose. But he never does anything without purpose. So you being and I being here, and by the mean of you hearing my message this morning, you are here. That's a purpose. God got you on this. This is your first time. God put you on today. Catch your heart. Somebody call you. You got a poll. Listen to this crazy man, as some people may call him. This crazy man that's telling you all this stuff. But I'm telling you the truth. And the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So I'm telling you that God have given us the power to defeat our enemy. And I told you from the beginning, our enemy is anything that's against you in the wrong way, in the wrong way. And so what God is doing, God told Moses to tell the people to stand still. Now God got to get your attention. He got our attention now. He got our attention because we don't go out into stores. You can't come into some stores without the mask. You can't, you got to have the distance, and you just can't walk up on people and lean on their shoulder unless that's your relative, you're living together. That's the proper way to do it. So now they got your attention. And so what Moses did, he had to get the folks' attention, and God had to get Moses' attention. And I pray that God have our attention today. And when God get our attention, guess what's going to happen? When God get our attention, God is going to let us know, as he told Ezekiel, the hands of the Lord was upon me and carried me out into the spirit of the valley of full of dry bone. Now, God had to get him in the spirit. He had to work with him. And I'm telling you, somebody said, well, how do I get in the spirit? By praising God, giving God honest praise, giving God honest thanks, giving God honest from the depth of your heart, thanking him for everything that he's done and everything he's done for you that you don't even know he did it. Give God the praise for blessing your family. Give God the praise for blessing your comrade. Give God the praise for blessing those that are around you. Give God the praise that he blessed you with a job. It may not be the job that you want, but give God the praise. And when you start giving God the praise, you got God's attention. And then God give worship God. And God is a spirit, and they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, it's hard for you to worship God if you don't know the scripture. You have to know God's word, and the scriptures is God's word. And God said he watches over his word. He watches over his word to protect it. And my word is going out of my mouth, and I will not return. The word is going out of my mouth, and they will not return void. And so preach God word, teach God word, say God word, stand on God word, and watch God do what he promised he would do. David said, I'd lift up my hands in the sanctuary, and I would bless the Lord. Now, that's what you got to do. I would lift up my hand in the sanctuary, and I would bless the Lord. Now, we got to bless God. There's so many things to thank God for. Thank him for waking you up this morning. Thank him for you had food on the table. Thank him that you had the money to stop by and buy food. Thank him that you have clothing on your back. Thank him that your covers are filled. Thank him that you have clothes, changing clothes. Thank him. These are people who say, well, I don't have to thank God for that. Oh, my God, you do. If you thank him for the little thing and the small thing, he will give you great thing. He said, if you're faithful over small things, a little thing, or one thing, I will bless you with more things. And so what we got to understand then, God has given us the power. He's given us the power to defeat the devil. And I don't care what the devil is doing to you. When I say I don't care, that means why I don't care. Don't mean that I'm not concerned. But whatever matter or situation that you're going through, I'm here to tell you today that God is not a respecter of person. God that's don't hear your prayer because you got a title. Oh, no. God hears your prayer even though you don't have a title. Well, let me give you a good example. Hagar was a servant for Abraham that he brought out of Egypt, that they gave him when he was down in Egypt, and they brought him out of Egypt, and she was his handmaid. She was the handmaid for his wife, Sarah. And so Sarah found out that she could not become pregnant, and she didn't wait on God. And so she had Hagar to marry Abraham as a concubine. She married him to give child. When Hagar got pregnant and had the child, she then went talked about spite and began to brag and hit on and brag about Sarah's shortening. And Sarah got tired of that, and she whipped her, and Hagar left. And the angel met Hagar and told her to go back. Go back and obey Sarah. Now, when she went back, when Ishmael was about 4 or 5 years old, or maybe even older than that, maybe 9 or 10, but God opened up the wombs of Sarah, and she had Isaac. When she had Isaac, then when Isaac was 1 or 2 or 3 years old, they was playing, and she saw Ishmael mishandling her son, and she told Abraham, put that woman out. I don't want to hear no more. She's not, her son is not going to be the heir to my property. This, my child, is going to be it. And Abraham had to obey Sarah, because God said, put Hagar out. Says your son by Hagar will not be the son of inheritance, but I'm going to bless him because he is your seed. Now watch this. He is Abraham's seed. So the Arabs came out of Ishmael, and the Jews came out of Abraham. So watch this now. So then Hagar was out. And the Bible don't say how long that they had been traveling, didn't say where they was going, but they end up in a desert, and there was no water. The water they had, drinking all the water, they were short of food. And Hagar said to her son, to stay here. She didn't want to see him die from the starvation and the drought that they was in. So she went about two or three arrows, first you could shoot an arrow away. And she got down and she was crying and she was calling. And then God said that to Hagar, why are you here? What are you crying about? And she said, he said, the lad, God have heard the lad. He heard the prayer of the lad. Why did he hear the prayer of Ishmael? Why did he hear his prayer? Well, the reason he heard his prayer, he was Abraham's seed. He was part of the purpose. And so when purpose cried, God hear purpose. And I was telling you to have been born again, baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. You're not just anybody, but you're part of God's purpose. You're part of God's comfort. You're Abraham's seed. You're Isaac's seed. You're Jacob's seed. You come from Jacob, Israel. You're part of Israel. And when you cry out to God, God is going to hear your cry. He's giving you the power to defeat the devil. And the devil, at the name of Jesus, the devil tremble. That's right. The devil trembled at the name of Jesus. When you said, Jesus, my God, sometimes, I don't know if you ever been in a position where you didn't have time to pray, something happened. You didn't have time to say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to do that. No, something happened. You just said, oh God. And when you said, oh God, God knew you needed help. He knew that you meant to snatch that child out of trouble. He knew that you meant to keep that car from hitting you. He knew what you meant just in the power of that thing. So I'm telling you that you have the power to defeat every devil. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I will trust in the Lord all of my life. I will lean not to my own understanding. And all of these things God said. God said that we are the head and we are not the tail. God said that there are blessings that will overtake us. God said that he'll make a way out of no way. God said, I've already brought you out. You are more than a conqueror. God said that though 1,000 fall at one side and 10,000 at another, none will come nigh thee. God is saying now, though this virus is all over the world, I've given you power that you can be around folk. And we've been around people that didn't know how many folk we were around, Sabrina. We didn't know how many people we was around. We don't know when we was in the midst of it. We don't know that whether all over the whole place that we walked in, but some way with God help, he brought us out of it, and we're still standing. So we need to give God some praise, because we got the power. We got the exusive power. That's the power, and the dunamis power. That's the power that God gave us, and he infiltrated his power in us. And in every word that God says, every word of God is right. The Bible have no private interpretation. So that means that just because you're a prophet or you're an elder or you're a bishop and you got those titles of missionaries or evangelist, you don't have no more power than anybody else. That little boy that can say Jesus, that little girl that can say Jesus, then God will hear their prayers and he will hear your prayer. And I just stopped by today to tell you, trust in the Lord. with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. All right, God, give God some praise for what he's going to do, because there's a blessing that God has with your name on it, with your name on it. And sometimes you have to be personal in getting your blessing. Then sing the song, Lord, if you're giving out while you're handing out blessings, Lord, have one just for me. And I believe that God got a blessing with your name on it. And you all said, God, give me my blessing that got my name on it. Satan, take your hand off of my blessing. I have power to get my blessing. I have power that God have given me, and I'm coming after my blessing. Every blessing you stole, I'm coming after. So Satan, get ready for a fight. And anything you try to take from me now, you have no weapon formed against me. I'm going to do like Jacob. I'm going to wrestle with every demon that comes after my blessing. I may leave hopping, but I'm not stopping. I may leave not with all of it, but I'm going back with a part of it. Everything that God has for me, I'm going to get it. God bless you today, and I hope you take that in. God have given us, God have given his blessing and given us the power to defeat our enemies. That's right. We have the power to defeat our enemy. And I pray that you post this. And thank God for you that do post it. And thank God for you that are going to hear this at a delayed time. But I believe even at a delayed time, Sister Laura, at a delayed time, the people that hear it is going to be just as powerful at a delayed time as it is now. As it is now. I thank God that God, I'm not talking to you all. I want you to always understand something. I've been serving God for 55, going into 56 years. And what I'm telling you all, this is not something I read, something I made up. I'm telling you my life story. I'm telling you what God have brought me through. I'm telling you that what God have done and what he will do. And I'm not telling you something that I read and I made up. No, I didn't read this no more than the Bible. I didn't make this up. I've been through, and I don't look like what I've been through, but I tell you, I've been through it. But on the other side of all of my go-throughs was my breakthrough, and that's what God did for us. So if you want to share with this gospel, this ministry, I would appreciate it very much. You see it on the screen. You can make your donation through PushPay, or you can also make a donation through GiveAfy, or you can mail it to 135 West Victoria Street here in the city of Long Beach, California, 90805. Again, area code 562. Phone number is 562-423-8653 is the number that you can reach us at. But you want to mail it to 135 West Victoria Street here in the city of Long Beach, California. Great Open Door Worldwide Ministry. GiveAfy, if you already have the app down, GiveAfy, or you can use PushPay. Let me pray. Father, I thank you for these that you have blessed to hear us and those that's going to hear us at a delayed time. I pray, God, that you would still, they still have the rod. You haven't taken our anointing. You haven't taken your word. Your word, God, your word has been given to us. You put it in our heart, and you said, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Let them speak the word. Let them pray the word, God. The word, God, that you said, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. And God, let them pray the word and give them the faith, God, to the thing that they are believing, the thing that they have asked you for. Bring it into reality, God. I agree with them. You said if two or three touch and agree. And I'm asking more than that to agree with these prayers, the one that's here, the one that hears this at a delayed time. We agree that they are going to get what they asked for in your will. And then we pray for those that don't know you. And I ask everyone that don't know him as your Lord and Savior to pray this prayer with me right now. Said, Lord, forgive me. I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins. I am a sinner. I know that I'm a sinner. And I want Jesus Christ that died and was buried, and on the third day he rose again. I want him to come into my heart and to save me from this untold generation. And I will serve you to the best of my knowledge with your help for the rest of my life. And if you prayed that prayer, God save you, and you are now a new name in heaven. And the angels are rejoicing that your name is listed in heaven. And God, I pray that you fill them with the baptism of the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And let them find a church in their area, wherever they are in the world or in the United States, God. Let them find a good church, a Bible-believing church that they would go in and grow thereby. I thank you so much for that. And I would like to tell you that are listening and that are in the area, if you know someone that is in need of food, we have a food bank in need of food, they can call 562-423-8653. Now, let me go back again. 562-423-8653. And leave your name if no one answer, and they will get back to you and set a time for you to come and get food, tell somebody. Thank you, Sister Valerie Freeman, for watching. To let them know that we have a food pantry where we're giving out food, fresh food, meat, everything. Give you a box to go back to help you. So be sure to tell them. We're located at 135 West Victoria Street, but just don't walk in because the person that delivered that distributed food may not be in. But if you call and he make an appointment with you, he will do that. The Lord has blessed us to do that. And thank you for your contribution. And I want to make this announcement on next week. Write it down. Next week, Moments of Inspiration will come in just this 1 week for this time at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time. 9:30 a.m. Pacific time. I will be one half an hour earlier for Moments of Inspiration. But I want to thank all of you for your support. Thank you for tuning in for Moments of Inspiration. And thank you that you know that God have given you the power to defeat your enemy. And with God, blessings on you. May God's best be yours. And thank you so much for tuning in.